just been listening to the acclaimed Mariachi Los Camperos, who will be performing tonight at the National Folk Festival in downtown Salisbury. Hi, this is Dana Kester McCabe, reporting for Delmarva Public Radio. Unless you've had your radio turned off for the last few weeks, you must know that the National Folk Festival is this weekend. This event is held for 3 years in a row in various cities around the country. The festival is a big deal because cities go through a lengthy process to compete and win the right to have this festival. Salisbury can be proud that it was chosen. A debt of thanks is owed for the hard work done to win this honor for the city. Who did all this? Well, Laura Bottinelli, Ward Museum Executive Director, along with the Mayor and City Council. They worked with a dedicated group of Salisbury community leaders like Laura Kortokowski, Jamie Heater, Dave Ryan, Kristen Guller, Ernie Colburn, and Salisbury University's former president, Dr. Janet Dudley Eshbach. Since then, a large cast of people, too numerous to mention here, have put in a lot of time, money, and sweat equity to bring this unique event here for the first time. The city is all spruced up, and there is a brand new lovely amphitheater on the riverfront. The National Folk Festival has actually been around since 1934. It's run by the National Council for the Traditional Arts, which is currently headed by Julia Olin. Here's what she had to say about the festival at a recent press event held at the Ward Museum.
We are fortunate enough to be partnering with the Maryland Traditions Program of the Maryland State Arts Council. That's the State Folklife Program. And locally, also with the Ward Museum of Wildfowl Art, who is a major partner who worked very hard to get the National Folk Festival to Salisbury. How could we do anything other than start with, for the first year's theme, Chesapeake traditions? The Eastern Shore, the Delmarva Peninsula, has been settled for so long, such deep history, such deep heritage, such a unique culture shaped by the bay and the marshlands and its agricultural traditions as well. We're partnering with people who know this culture the best to put together this fabulous program that has its own area of the festival. And naturally, it's called Maryland Traditions Folklife Area, and it has its own stage as well. So it's almost a village within the festival footprint.
Here's what Laura Bottinelli, the Ward Museum's director, had to say at that same event about what you can see at the Maryland Traditions Folklife Area of the festival.
The Chesapeake Traditions area have a number of wonderful artists from throughout the Chesapeake Bay region who are going to be showcasing the heritage and culture of the Chesapeake. Rhonda Aaron, who will be demonstrating eel pot making and traditional trapping techniques. We have bluesgrass performer Jay Armsworthy and Eastern Tradition. We have a number of captains of Chesapeake Bay Skipjacks and other working watermen who are coming through. Joyce Fidget, who is an eight-time crab picking champion, to give us a little touch into the culture of the crab. We have Jay Martin, who is going to give us a sense of some of the agricultural traditions of the shore. The Pocomoke Indian Nation, who are a tribal organization demonstrating the traditions of the lifeways of Native peoples of Delmarva. It just goes on and on as you look at this list of talent that we're going to be able to showcase. And what's really wonderful about the venue of the National Folk Festival in Salisbury is it's on the waterfront in downtown Salisbury along the River Walk. So we'll be able to do water demonstrations. We'll be able to float decoys. We'll be able to demonstrate, you know, traditional tonguing techniques. And a number of the captains are making arrangements to be able to bring skipjacks right up and to dock along the bulkheads over on the off of Mill Street.
Also at that event was Marion Station's own award-winning artist, Rich Smoker, talking about decoy carving, which will be well represented at the festival.
Why is Chesapeake Bay the cradle of decoy carving? Well, let's go back to when Chesapeake Bay, and it still does, provides protein to the masses, you know, from both the seafood end of it, But back then it was the waterfowl of it. You know, in the wintertime they would harvest waterfowl for the markets. Consequently, they needed tools to do that, and tools were decoys. And they're still used as tools. In the long and short of it, that's really the big thing. It has progressed now to the point where this is an art form. A waterfowl art, as you can see in this beautiful museum, spreads all over the world. You need to open your eyes and see everything a little bit better. That's what I do. Where I live, I open my eyes every day and I praise the Lord for everything that He has provided for me, that I can get out of bed and look at the martins swimming in, flying in through the air into my houses, all the ducks, the geese, the swans, all the crustaceans. Living here is something that you have to experience. It's hard to explain to everyone. You know, it's getting mud between your toes. It's getting your hands in the water. It's smelling the air on a beautiful, crisp morning. It's seeing the sunrise, seeing the sunset. It's everything involved. And for a waterfowl artist like myself, this is God's country. This is my country.
Like Rich, many people who live here have a spiritual connection to all Delmarva has to offer. The Sensational Royal Lights, a gospel quartet with roots in the Cambridge community of Cordtown, will be singing praise this weekend at the festival.
I've been blessed in so many ways, that's why I'm gonna lift my hands, gonna give God all the praise.
With 9 stages, the National Folk Festival has something for everyone, including musical traditions representing our worldwide heritage. The performances are free, and so are the demonstrations, storytelling, and activities just for kids. You can also buy handmade arts and crafts and fabulous food. It will be hard to take everything in just one day. The gates open tonight at 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday hours are from noon to 10:30 p.m. Free off-site parking and shuttle buses are available. Visit nationalfolkfestival.com to get a schedule and a map. To get you in the mood, here is the Tremé Brass Band. We'll get things started at 6:45 tonight with a parade through the stages. This is Dana Kester McCabe for Delmarva Public Radio. Thanks for listening. I hope I see you when we celebrate the great American community in all its glory at the National Folk Festival being held this weekend in downtown Salisbury, Maryland.